Georgia's ambassador to the United Nations last night accused Russia of state terrorism, claiming it bombed Georgian territory. Chechen separatist fighters from across the Russian border have taken refuge in Georgia's remote Pankizi Gorge, where the bombing took place. Georgia sent 1,500 soldiers to Pankizi over the weekend to root out the rebels, but so far the Georgians say they've seen no sign of them. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Before last week's bombing, Russia had threatened to take unilateral military action against the rebels hiding in Pankizi. The bombing killed one villager and injured seven. Russia's defense minister denies his country carried out the air raids, but European military observers along the Russian-Georgian border said the warplanes came from the direction of Russia. Yesterday, Georgian leader Edward Shevardnadze taunted the Kremlin, suggesting President Vladimir Putin didn't know what his own military was up to. There's a deep personalization of the tension between Russia and Georgia. Shevardnadze's distrust toward Moscow goes back a decade when Russia's military helped separatists in Georgia's breakaway region of Abkhazia. And in Russia, there's no love lost for Shevardnadze either. Political analyst Vyacheslav Nikonov suggests Shevardnadze wants to help the Chechen rebels.
Shevardnadze, for some reason, is the only leader on earth who pursues openly anti-Russian policies. God bless him.
Russian disdain for Shevardnadze dates to when he was the Soviet Union's foreign minister in the late 1980s. Anatole Levin of the Carnegie Endowment notes Shevardnadze helped end Soviet dominance over Eastern Europe, leading the USSR towards its destruction.
So especially in the Russian security forces, which are at heart still very Soviet loyalist in their sentiment, there is tremendous hatred of Shevardnadze.
But that hatred has been overshadowed by Russian indignation over Washington's support for Georgia. The White House harshly condemned the air raids. Since Russia backed the anti-terror coalition, such disagreements have been rare. But Levin notes that lately, Russia has been cultivating economic ties with the countries of President Bush's axis of evil, Iraq, Iran, and North Korea.
All of which have greatly angered hardliners in the American administration. So it's not surprising that they have struck back at Russia over this.
That U.S. swipe at Russia is seen here as another American double standard. Parliament member Vladimir Lukin notes Russia didn't question the need for the U.S. to violate Afghanistan's territorial integrity when it went after al-Qaeda.
Now, when we look at the safe haven for terrorists on the Georgian territory bordered with Russia, we hear from the United States about respect of territorial integrity of Georgia.
Levin of the Carnegie Endowment says that growing U.S. unilateralism could weaken American influence down the road.
Of course, the great danger for the future of American policy is the more often America takes unilateral military action in the world, the less American protests over other countries' behavior will have any effect.
And Levin says if the U.S. invades Iraq, it could embolden Russia to throw its own military weight around more in the countries of the former Soviet Union. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.